The pledge, announced yesterday, will fund a UN-backed force from five nations, including Niger, where four U.S. Green Berets were killed by terrorists earlier this month. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley announced the pledge. The U.N. Security Council is focusing on the region of Western and North Central Africa, where the force is going to operate against terrorists that are linked to ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
A portion of Silicon Valley history no more due to destructive wildfires in Northern California. Boxes of archives from Hewlett-Packard burned in the fire. The documents have been stored in some modular buildings at Keysight Technologies in Santa Rosa, California. A former HP archivist says the documents included a 1972 memo from William Hewitt regarding his concept for the pocket calculator. The archives were appraised at $2 million in 2005. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Facebook and Twitter officials testifying in front of Congress as to the number of Americans who saw something that might be considered Russian propaganda during the last election. Here's Mark Mayfield.
In prepared testimony given to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Facebook revealed that 126 million Americans saw Russia-backed posts. The social media giant claims about 29 million people directly saw some 80,000 posts by 120 fake Russian accounts, but those posts spread after being liked or shared. Twitter also says it found nearly 37,000 fake accounts linked to Russia that operated between September the 1st and November the 15th, 2016.
A bizarre accident kills a driver in New York. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
It happened in Port Jefferson just after 7 Monday night. The driver apparently getting confused and going straight off the boat launch and into the water off West Broadway and Barnum Avenues. Police and firefighters broke a car window and pulled the man out, but he'd been submerged for 10 minutes and died en route to a hospital. Fire Chief Charles Russo.
The water is dark here. It is a lit area at night, but it can seem like it might be a roadway.
It's the fourth accident at the spot in 5 years. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The University of Utah has identified a student killed during a carjacking. They say international student Chen Wei Guo was shot and killed while waiting in his car near the gate of Red Butte Canyon. Police are still searching for a suspect, Austin Boutain, in the hills above the campus. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download. This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome to the Hunted In Internet Chamber Internet Radio Station. It is Tuesday afternoon, October 31st. You are listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and I'm your host for this afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan of Rushmore Mentoring Group. Now, I've been involved with helping small business owners get their questions answered, and I've been giving them tips on what they can do to continue success that they're seeking and to reach the goals they've set for their business. So the question I have here today is, where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas that they can use to meet their everyday needs in business? And where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just don't find anyplace else? Well, it's right here right here in Flemington at the Internet radio station sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. And I hope that when you listen to this program, and by the way, if you miss any, they are archived on the website that serves this station. If you do listen to those archives or as you're listening today, I hope you'll have a pencil handy to take notes, because there is so much information out there that we all need to keep up with. I mean, today we're really all lifelong learners. It's important that we understand what's going on in business, in our own respective industries, as well as in the industry, generally speaking, and to implement new ideas and new strategies that will keep us ahead of the competition and get our name out there in front of the target audiences that we're best suited to serve. So today we're going to be talking about the essentials for putting together a website. And we all need a website. In fact, a website is just one of the elements that need to be in place using the Internet and all the resources that are available to us today. And if you can't be found, you don't exist. So if you're going to be found, you have to have multiple exposures on the Internet, and your primary place to start is going to be a website. So we're going to come back and talk about websites, but before doing so, I want to take a look at the weather to see what's going on today out there. According to my weather report here, it's right now, the temperature's at about 56 degrees. It's actually nice outside today. It's a little windy, but it's very nice. And this afternoon, we're looking at a high of about 56 with gusts of wind to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low of around 38 degrees. And tomorrow, tomorrow is Wednesday. Oh, tonight's Halloween. So actually the weather's going to be good for Halloween. Kids just need to wear extra coats just in case it gets cold this evening, because it looks like it's going to get cold down to about 34 degrees later on this evening. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 53, and there'll be some calm winds and with precipitation at about 20%. Wednesday night, a chance of showers again, mainly after 7 o'clock. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of around 45 degrees. So when we come back for the extended weather forecast, I'll get into taking a look at the weather from Tuesday through Friday and maybe even Saturday. We'll see how the forecast goes. It's here in front of me on the monitor. So before I get to that, let's listen to one of our sponsors, and then we'll get talking about website design.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here this afternoon at the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio, the voice of business here in the county. So when it comes to web design, there's an awful lot to think about. And I guess the question is, where do you begin? You do need a website. There's no question about that. And I think that a small business owner can start with a very simple website design, a simple page or two, at least to get their name out there and be accessible. In fact, with one or two websites, web pages, you can at least tell people to go check you out and to find you on that website. Now, I am a member of the Califon Chamber Association, which is very small, and they have a website. And for I think like $50 a year, I get exposure on that website. So that's something you can do. If you join some organizations, you can get a web page, but you still need your own as well. Multiple exposures are important, and today we have social media, and we have a lot of areas where we can get some exposure. But as a certified guerrilla marketing coach, I have to tell you that it takes about 9 exposures to get noticed. So the more frequently you're out there in the eyes and the minds of your target audience, the more acceptable you are to that audience, the more trust and credibility you build by having those exposures. So there are a couple questions to think about when it comes to looking at your website. Within 5 seconds of landing on your website, can your visitors determine what your company actually does? And frankly, there are some websites that I read that I have to read further to figure out what exactly they do. In fact, I have to look at them in depth just to figure out what's in it for me to do business with them. And I believe that landing page really has to have the features and benefits, especially the benefits, because people don't buy what you do, they buy what they get. Here's another question. Could users easily navigate to the blog if they need to? Do you have a blog, and is it connected and linked to the website? And is the layout of your website and your information easy to comprehend? And is there a bounce rate? Do people leave, come, and go from that website? So these are some of the areas that you can actually measure. If you're finding yourself answering no to any of these questions, it might be time to take a hard look at the way you've been designing and optimizing your website. A website can't simply succeed by excelling in limited aspects, such as only design or content. It really needs to have a design that feeds into your website's user experience, its functionality, and appropriately, and so that it properly complements your content. Your website also needs to clearly communicate with your audience what you do, why you do it, and who you do it for. In fact, Simon Sinek wrote a book entitled What Is Your Why? I haven't read it, but I've read reviews on it. And people buy what you do or why you do what you do. So those are some points that need to be explored in developing copy for the website. It's easy to get caught up with how great you are in business, but you may forget to make sure that you're addressing the concerns of your audience. And that's what comes first and foremost. So what do you need to know to start improving your web design? To answer that question, I've come up with 14 essential website tips for improving your web design. These tips, if you follow them, will ensure that you're going in the right direction in your redesign if you wish to redo your website, and that you are assuring that you aren't going to turn visitors away, because it costs you money to get a visitor to the website, and you lose money if they leave too soon, if you haven't converted them to being either a customer or an advocate or someone who might be giving you some word-of-mouth support. So the first thing that we have to think about is to actually have a plan. So that's, it's all about first things first. So that your website is effectively meeting the needs of your visitors, map out your buyer's journey from the first time they visit your website to the moment they become a customer or an advocate. So what pages do you think they're going to go to? What content do they want to know? What do they want to read? What offers are they going to convert that they're going to take advantage of to convert to becoming customers for you? So understanding all of this will help you design a site that helps to nurture leads through the sales funnel. So be sure to design your website for the next step. Once they come to the website, what's the next step? It's all about answering the right questions in the right order. This might be where content comes into play. Take what you already know about your current customers, and you should know your customers before you launch a website. And if you don't, you're going to have to interview them to get some key content and knowledge about them in order to build the website properly. And then you need to research them, how they get into your website. And in fact, I've been actually paid to review websites, and through a Q&A process, the owners of those websites have been able to adjust the information so that it becomes very user-friendly. So the first step is to have a plan. You can't just launch a website without a plan. If there's websites that you have seen that you really like, I would suggest that you make notes on those, the process that takes place in those websites, and they may serve as great guidelines for you in designing that website. Certain elements on your website are going to detract from the value and message you're trying to convey, and those things may be complicated animations, content that's too long, and we know that people have a short attention span, so there's no sense in writing a lot of information in each one of the pages that are on your website. And some people use images that are readily available to everybody, so those images really may not convey the nature of the business or the identity that you want to be known by. With an audience that only has an attention span of that 8 seconds, as I said, it's short, you need to create a first impression that easily gets the main points across. This should be done with short, powerful sections of content and photographs that are applicable, perhaps icons that are sectioned off by clear and concise headers. So bullet points count for a lot on a website, and being able to convey information that's appropriate for the audience that you wish to attract. So make sure that you don't use certain jargon or ambiguous terminology that might muddy the content and really be in conflict with the image or the identity that you're striving to achieve. So I came across a list of some words that maybe become mundane at this stage of the game. I'll just share these words with you. So you can put quotes around each one of them. Here are words that you may want to avoid: next generation, flexible, robust, scalable, easy to use, cutting edge, groundbreaking, best of breed, mission critical, innovative. So these are some of the words that that people use quite a lot. I'm going to add another word to that, which I just thought of, is the word solutions. I hate the word solutions. Everybody says they have solutions to something. That doesn't tell you much of anything. They may have solutions, but what is it that those solutions will do for the reader? Because people, again, are not buying solutions per se. They're buying a benefit that they will achieve from doing business with you. So we're going to move on to some of our sponsors, and I will be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Music. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. So I have a number of tips, namely 14, which we may not get to, but these are tips that you can use in putting together your website. So I've talked about the importance of having a plan and then making sure that your website doesn't have certain information or does have certain information in it that will be attractive to the audience. Now, another thing you can do is to include social share and follow buttons. Producing a great content and offers only go so far if you aren't giving your users the opportunity to share what you have. If your website currently lacks social share buttons, you could be missing out on a lot of social media traffic that's generated from people already reading your blog. If this sounds new to you, social sharing buttons are the small buttons that are around the top or the bottom of blog posts. They contain icons of different social media websites and allow you to share the page directly on the social media channels of your choice. These buttons act as non-pushy tools that encourage social sharing from your buyer personas. If you're looking for some tools to get started, there are some online resources that will help you develop that, the follow buttons. But you'll have to get in touch with me if you want to know what they are. You can send me a note at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and then I can answer that for you. Another area that's important would be to implement calls to action, or CTAs. Once your visitors land on your site, do they know what to do next? They won't know what pages to view or actions to take if you don't provide them with some sort of direction. Call to action buttons are one of the many elements that indicate the next step users can take on a page. Use them to guide users through your website. Test your site by reading through the page buttons across your website. Are you finding most pages, even blog articles, only a call to action for a demo, trial, or consultation? Then it's time to update. So there are ways to lead from one step to the next on your website, in addition to having a button where they can ask for a trial or a demo or a consultation. Take time to add in calls to action that give them materials to educate themselves and to help solve their problems. Marketing is all about education, and having a website is just one piece of that marketing puzzle. So you do have to provide education and information that people can use. The website's not all about you and your company. It's about what's in it for somebody to do business with you. And if you can educate them on information that leads to them learning how to do business with you and what they can gain, you're really, really ahead of the game. Once they realize that your company provides materials that address their problems, they'll feel more comfortable researching your services to see if you can personally make these solutions a reality for them, because people are looking for ways to solve their problems. Some example call to actions are: click here for more information, download a sample game plan, sign up for a webinar, watch a video, see all the inbound marketing services, see pricing. It could be enter a contest, post a picture. There are many ways to get people engaged with your website, and that would be a call to action. And if you are promoting your business through other marketing channels, such as newsletters or perhaps ads in magazines, or it could be through other social media sites, make sure that you give them a reason to go to the website, to give them a call to action. What's in it for them? Let's say you have a trade show coming up, or we have the Business Expo here at the Chamber. I believe it's on the 9th of November. And you have an exhibit that you're exhibiting there, give people reasons to come to your booth. Give them the booth number and entice them to come to the booth. That's another call to another way to develop a call to action. In fact, on your website, you could put a calendar of events that includes the fact that you're going to be having a booth at that event or that expo, if that's indeed you're coming, or if you're doing other trade shows. Give people reasons to come to see you. Another tip is to use the right images. Not every image is going to fit with the type of message you're trying to show your audience. Fortunately, you have a lot to choose from, and some are free, but make sure that those images are free and not encumbered with a hidden fee that may surface later on. I've heard people using images that they thought were free without really checking with the source, and they have been engaged in some legal action to get rid of those images. So just because it looks genuine, make sure that it looks that it is available to you, and that it will work for your company and so forth. If real photographs aren't an option, maybe talk again. See if you can find websites that have pictures that are free. But again, make sure you get permission to use them. I don't want you getting stuck in a bind only to discover that you have to take them off your website and there might be a fine included in that. Another tip, it would be the navigation on the website. So when designing your website, navigation really is key. It's essentially the map that displays the core places users can visit. There's nothing worse than a site with a disorganized or confusing navigation interface. When improving your website's navigation, it's important to ensure that your visitors can easily find what they're looking for. Some characteristics of a lean navigation include streamlined content, navigation hierarchy, and responsive design so that the experience doesn't drastically change on mobile. So your website must be mobile ready, and if it's not, that's another problem, and you can test it out. If you have a website that exists already, keep in mind, people are using their mobile devices, their cell phones, to look at websites. And if yours doesn't come up correctly, that has to be fixed. Another one would be to let your visitors scroll on your homepage. Keep in mind that in the past, it used to be stated that all of your important information should appear above the first, the top fold, or the above the fold. The fold line, like you would find on a newspaper, the fold line is where you have to scroll down to see what's on the lower part of that page. Today, that's not as important. So don't be wary of designing a slightly longer home page. You could have three or four sections on a page that would be appropriate for the nature of the business. But what would those sections be focused on? So here are a couple things that you could find on that whole page, that home page. It could be the value proposition. There could be an introductory video, and there are many companies that have a video that opens up as soon as people look at the home page. Not a bad idea, because it's an attention grabber. In fact, if you're dealing with millennials or the Generation Zs, they like action, and having a video on there will certainly keep somebody focused on that web page. There could be an overview of services. There could be product features and benefits. There could be a statement entitled About Us. There might be testimonials. There might be case studies or success stories. And there might be a list of some resources that you can offer. Now, I'm not saying to put all of those on that continuing first page, but you might have three or four of those topics listed on that first page without having to worry about being above the fold. Another one, don't be afraid of white space, and that white space counts for a lot. It's called negative space, and it's an essential design element that helps you break up the page and increase readability. White space refers to the areas around the elements on the page that are empty and lacking content or visual items. Although extra space may seem superfluous, it's actually responsible for readability and content prioritization. It also plays an important role in the design process and positioning website design elements. So if you know of some pages lacking white space, review the pages and strip elements or content that really isn't necessary to the purpose of the page. Then make sure the content is properly grouped so users are able to distinguish where they belong on the page. If you need some extra examples of websites doing this, I'm sure there are resources online. In fact, whenever I have a question about doing anything, I either do a Google search or I go on YouTube, and chances are you'll figure out what you need to know that will be helpful to you in organizing that website. So we're going to take a break here for the news and weather, and I will be back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He was a volunteer on the campaign and a volunteer member of an advisory council that met one time.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about a low-level Trump campaign staffer who admitted to the special prosecutor he lied about a meeting with Russia. Sanders went on to say the White House really isn't saying much about it because, as the indictment showed, the White House hasn't been involved with collusion with Russia.
He responded the same way the rest of us in the White House have, and that's without a lot of reaction because it doesn't have anything to do with us.
President Trump is focusing on tax reform. He says sweeping tax reform will help create more jobs in the U.S. Speaking at the White House today, Trump said reform will also inspire more companies to return jobs to the U.S. He rejected claims from the Democrats that cuts primarily benefit the wealthy. Trump insisted tax cuts will be aimed at the middle class. House Republicans are expected to unveil their big tax bill soon. USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. Let's take a look at the extended weather forecast. We said that today, Tuesday, will be mostly clear. It's going to get cold tonight, around 34 degrees. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a slight chance of showers after 1 o'clock. Wednesday night, there may be some more showers after 7 o'clock with a chance of 40% precipitation. Now, on Thursday, the chance of showers is also there, but it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 67. So it's actually going to get warmer, I think, on Thursday and Friday. And again, there's a chance of rain at about 30%. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of about 52. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of about 45. Now, on Saturday, chance of showers, and the temperature may be at a high of about 58 degrees. Saturday night, some more showers possibly with a low of about 45. And then Sunday, a chance of showers, and with the high near 59. So it sounds like the temperature will be fairly consistent through the rest of this week and into this weekend. But you know, again, you might have your umbrella and raincoat handy just in case. So we've been talking about what you can do to have a really effective website, and there's a lot of thinking and planning that goes into developing that website. It's not easy. I know that for a fact. And it's also important to keep your websites up to speed on a regular basis. And I have three websites, and I have to say sometimes I really get behind in getting those websites reevaluated and perhaps adjusted. So people really don't want to see the same website every time they look up information about you. So I have 14 tips that you can follow for having an effective website, and I've given you eight so far. The tip number nine is mobile optimization. Don't worry about optimizing your site for mobile. Don't forget about it, I should say. In fact, principals at Google has stated that 80% of internet users own a smartphone, and 61% of users are likely to return to a mobile site they had trouble accessing, and 40% visit a competitor site instead. So they're unlikely to go to a website that has a problem, and they may go see a competitor. So there's a 40% chance you're going to lose them if they couldn't find you in the first place. So keep that in mind. In fact, today people are doing so much research online before they make decisions that by the time they actually talk to a service provider or to a salesperson, they've probably made up their mind as to what they want to buy. So that website has to be very, very well developed. So tailor your site to fit the needs and the wants of the visitors. You can't be all things to all people. Know your target audience and what's important to them. So, and ask yourself a question. Why would somebody want to access my site on a mobile phone? What things would they look for? And does the experience that you have in looking at your own site have any effect on how you're going to set up your website for other people to find you? Number 10 is you have to be findable. Get found. If you want to develop a substantial online presence, then you need to create a website that can get found. And as I heard when I attended the American Small Business Development Center's annual conference as a speaker down in Nashville in September, and then I heard other speakers talk on various topics, including website and internet resources. And several times I heard people say, if you can't be found, if you're not findable on the internet, you just don't exist. So there are people, especially maybe some of the boomers, the baby boomers, that feel that they're afraid of getting too much exposure on the internet, or perhaps they're very awkward with the technology. You have to do it. And if you don't have that representation online, then find somebody to help you, because otherwise you will struggle. There is so much competition out there today that if you're not findable, your target audience is going to go someplace else by pushing a button, merely pushing a button. So start with developing a search engine SEO strategy that takes into consideration the search terms your buyer personas and audience would be searching on. This should include creating content that's relevant to the needs of your visitors. Videos, blog articles, and ebooks are a few examples of content that can help you do this. Now, in ebooks, ebooks don't have to be lengthy. In fact, if you have ideas for writing a book, you could actually break your ebooks down into chapters that become ebooks. You could take a book, break it down, and you have ebooks one by one per chapter. If you have a blog, you can connect that to your website. The blogs don't have to be lengthy. They can just provide relevant information to the reader. They're a support to your business. They shouldn't be advertisements. They should be information and education. But don't get too sidetracked with endless content possibilities. First, identify the keywords that your audience is actually searching for so you aren't attracting the wrong visitors or people that just will never do business with you, because it's kind of a waste at that point. Step number 11 out of the 14 that I have for you is that you should never stop testing. So evaluating conversion paths, how far people scroll in your website and where they are clicking, where and what they're clicking, are important qualities that can reveal if your pages are performing the way you want them to perform. If your site has many pages, it may take more time to determine which pages are performing, and that may be And it may be that you have a lot of outdated information. So make sure that you refine and clean up those pages as time goes on, because business changes at a very rapid pace, as I've said many times. Perhaps some pages may need some updates or design changes. On the other hand, it may be a matter of just changing the colors of buttons or headers or adding a few sentences in your copy, which could make an incredible difference in the page's performance. If you don't know what to change, there are tools and tests that you can use, and you may want to talk to people that advise business owners on how to structure their website. I can tell you at Raritan Valley Community College at the SBDC, we do have counselors that can give you tips on your website. So if you're about to start a website, or if you have questions about one that doesn't seem to be working for you, why don't you call the SBDC at Raritan Valley Community College and ask to speak to Allison or Kathy at the SBDC. In fact, I'll give you the phone number. I give it out all the time. It's 908-526-1200, extension 8516. That's 908-526-1200, extension 8516. And see if you can get an appointment. They're free, but get an appointment with an advisor who can give you tips on the development of your website. They don't do the work for you. They give you advice. They essentially tell you what to do and where to go, but where to find the information that you need to have to make really, really good changes and adjustments to your website. Number 12 is that there are times when there are broken links on websites. And I looked at somebody's website the other day, and he told me the website was up and running, and I couldn't get to the website using several search engines. Something was broken. And so if people are telling you that they're not seeing your website, even though you know you have one, then you need to check it out. And there may be people that don't tell you that they can't get to your website. That's the problem. That's why you have to do your own research. So depending on the size of the website and how long it's been around, you may have links or pages that aren't working. So please figure out if your websites are working, and if they're not, you got to get them fixed. Talk to somebody that can help you out. Tip number 13 would be to create new and unique offerings. Converting visitors is a core way you can evaluate how many users are moving down your marketing funnel. Many of us know that the way you typically convert visitors is by presenting offers, doing demonstrations, showing items that your audience considers to be attractive. But with so many resources out on the internet today, it's now more difficult than ever to break through the noise and get people converting to what you have to offer them. So it's more important than ever to pay attention to what offers and resources are out there within your service area, but what isn't there as well. So knowing your competition is extremely. In fact, I often talk about what I call the five no's. Know your industry inside and out, because you are the expert in your industry. Know your competition. Who are they? How do they treat people? What do they charge? What do they offer, and what do they not do? What do they not offer? And in fact, what they don't do, you may want to do well, of course. How do they treat people? What do they charge? I mean, there's all these things you need to know about a competitor. Because we all have those. How long have they been in business? Because their lifespan may be on the decline. You can't be afraid of them, but just know who they are. How long have they been in business? Because sometimes a business that's been around for, I would say, 15 years or longer, could be 15, 20, 25 years, those owners may be getting tired. They may also be having second and third generations coming in to work with them. And businesses in that those positions usually see a lot of attrition. So know your competition, and also know your target audience and what's important to them. Here, then you can build a site that addresses and attracts the kind of people that you're suited to serve. So, for example, let's say you're a social media company who notices many other competitors are making ebooks on how to create a social media calendar. Rather than creating a similar offer, could you take it a step further and create a tool that allows people to enter in some information that helps generate a schedule that syncs to their Google Calendar, for example? If this seems too complicated, you could also try identifying templates that aren't currently widely available and quickly create one and promote it. So whatever it is, I mean, don't be like the other guys. You have to stand out. It's not a matter of apples and apples today. You have to be able to stand out from the competition. You need to be special. So it's how you write, it's how you speak, it's how you treat people that will help to make you different as compared to the competition. And then number 14 tip is update your content to appeal to the way you want to be identified. When you're a company writing copy to impress your website visitors, many of us tend to fall into dangerous traps. The content is we and our focused. When I read a website and they say we do this and we do that, or they'll say our this or our that, that tells me that the website is all about the company. And in fact, it's just the opposite. Business is all about the reader. It's all about the listener, and it's all about the reader. Because they're looking at your website thinking to themselves, what's in it for me to do business with this company? So many people don't get that. I even hear this when I ask people to give me an elevator speech. I'll say, what's in it for me to do business with you? And the response always starts out, well, I do this and I do that. And I said, I didn't ask you what you do. I asked you what's in it for me to do business with you. So examples of the headers that that you could use on websites that you would want to avoid is, we will increase revenue by, our benefits include. Although you may be showcasing the ways your business might help because of how great you are and how great your products are, it's not going to get the point across. So people, they want you to, you need to speak to their needs. There has to be an indication that you understand where your audience is coming from and that you empathize with their concerns and that you have a plan that will help them out. So get rid of the we's and ours, the I's and the us's, and replace them with the two most important words that are you and your. Your potential customers want you to meet them eye to eye. They want you to understand the pain points that they have, and they want you to explain how you can help them specifically. So here's an example. So rather than a header that says our case studies, you might try something like your potential success story. Or rather than a careers page that focuses on how great the company is, you could add content that explains how applicants' futures are important and how they can define their future working at your business. This is for outreach to job seekers. So there are so many things we've talked about. These are all tips that you can utilize to make your website better. And find one that you like, talk to a web designer, take classes at Raritan College or some other schools that offer classes on web designs as well as social media, because you need all of this to be successful today. So we're going to go on to get some messages from our sponsors, and I will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. I came across a list of tips with regard to setting up a website. I've talked to you about 14 tips to make your website work for you, but how about let's just get it set up. So choosing a website address can be time-consuming. It's confusing for so many people, and I just wanted to give you some thoughts on that. A web address should be simple. And I've heard many times, especially recently, that you should stay with a .com rather than some .net or .biz or .org or, gosh, there's so many other .whatevers that you could have. But people still think in terms of .com. In fact, when somebody gives me their website, they start out by saying www. Well, they don't have to tell me that. All they have to do is say the name of the website. So let's say the website is hellofriend.com. All I do is type in hello friend, and then I push control enter, and that puts the .com in there automatically for me. So if people use that function, they're not going to find you if your website is a .net. Now to choose when choosing a domain name, some people have their domains hosted by DreamHost or GoDaddy, and there's a bunch of other ones that can host it. But I have heard of situations where people have done searches on GoDaddy to determine if anybody has their name of choice as a .com, and they don't buy it at that moment, and to buy it is very inexpensive. But they'll go back the next day and they discover somebody has it. So I guess there's a snitch in there somewhere. So I think from my experience, you can just do a search on the address bar on your search engine to see if anybody has that website. If nothing comes up, then you know it's probably available. Sometimes it'll come up as being a website that's under construction, so you know somebody has it. Sometimes it'll come up as being available, so in which case you could maybe buy it. Somebody else may have it, but it's available. But choosing the name of the company is really tricky. Now, some people will labor over the name of the company, and they may even get an LLC. Well, you can have several doing business as or DBAs under an LLC. So you may choose to name your company. For example, mine is Califon Connection LLC. However, I have three DBAs. So you can have doing business as under your LLC. So I have animalbrands.com, I have RussmoreMentoringGroup.com, and RussmoreMarine.com. So those are all relatively simple, and there's no dashes, there's no numbers in those URL addresses. Keep them simple. Some people have too many letters, too many words, and how much can you expect people to really remember? So when it comes to starting a website, think about the name of the company and what does it. How do you want people to find you? You could also have a .com in your own name. I have that as well. I think I have VickiLynnMorgan.com, which points to Russmore.com. So the other thing is when it comes to developing the website and building a platform for your website, There are people that speak very highly of WordPress, but you can also find a template on Wix, W-I-X, Squarespace is another one, that's a tongue twister, Squarespace. Another one is Weebly. There's one called Flywheel. So you can take a look at their templates and their functionality to see if there's any that especially are interesting to you, although I've heard many times that WordPress is really preferred. But keep it simple. Please, you know, if you can avoid numbers, dashes, underscores in the address, you're much better off doing that because people, there's just so much people are going to remember. And it may be awkward to find you if it's not a simple name. So when it comes to that domain name, make it memorable, make it unique. I knew of a situation in New York City where there's a, I don't know if it still exists, but there's a company called Mostly Roses. And there's also a Canadian company by the same name. And it turned out that they were each getting information for the other company because their names were identical. I don't know whether the Canadian, was it CN? No, it's China. I forget what their .com is. But somehow they were getting each other's information or emails. So make sure that you test out to make sure that you can get the domain that you want for your business. Keep it short. The shorter, the better. And again, avoid hyphens and so forth. Okay, so that's all about the name of the business. Now, when it comes to developing the website, I'm going to repeat myself a little bit here. Define your target audience first because you're going to develop a site that's appropriate for the target audience that you want to attract. So what business are they in? Is this a B2B business that you're in or a B2C business to consumer? You need to know that. How old are these people? Where do they live? Are they mostly men or women? Where do they get their information? Is it from social media, from the websites, from news, from TV? Where do they get their information? Because you have to know your audience. So I'm coming down to the wire right now, and I may not be able to complete my thoughts here on website content, but if you have questions about websites and you wish to have a discussion, we can do it on the radio, actually. Just send me an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, or you can give me a call. I'd rather just get a call from you. You can call my office. I'm in Califon, New Jersey, and the office is 908-832-9544. So if you have a question and you want me to discuss certain matters on this radio station, or if you'd like to come in for an interview or maybe do some brainstorming, I would love to do that. So please communicate. I'd love to hear from you. We do have some openings for interviews in the coming weeks, and we can more than happy to give you ask you to give us a choice of dates on Tuesday afternoons that you're available from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. Business is working at a very rapid pace today. You have to consider yourself to be a lifelong learner. And if you don't, you're going to find that you're going to get behind. So I found a quote that I thought was kind of interesting. I like to end with quotes, and I only brought one with me here today. But it's a quote from Albert Einstein. If at first the idea is not absurd, then there is no hope for it. So, in other words, you have to be creative. You have to take risks. So you have to stand out from the crowd. You have to be special. You have to be able to say you're the first, the best, the only, or the original, the most sought after, whatever it is. Really stand out from the crowd. And also share with people why you do what you do. Why do I do this? Why am I on this radio station? I am very passionate about helping business owners to succeed. Having been in business myself for over 40 years, I've learned an awful lot, and I like to be able to help business owners solve their problems, and I can give them important information that will give them the benefits that and the information they need to be successful. So please come back to hear us again next week. I do have a guest coming. It's a surprise guest. And I'll be on the station next week at the same time on Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you for being here, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He was a volunteer on the campaign and a volunteer member of an advisory council that met one time.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about a low-level Trump campaign staffer who admitted to the special prosecutor he lied about a meeting with Russia. Sanders went on to say the White House really isn't saying much about it because, as the indictment showed, the White House hasn't been involved with collusion with Russia.
He responded the same way the rest of us in the White House have, and that's without a lot of reaction because it doesn't have anything to do with us.
President Trump is focusing on tax reform. He says sweeping tax reform will help create more jobs in the U.S. Speaking at the White House today, Trump said reform will also inspire more companies to return jobs to the U.S. He rejected claims from the Democrats that cuts primarily benefit the wealthy. Trump insisted tax cuts will be aimed at the middle class. House Republicans are expected to unveil their big tax bill soon. USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your dog.